Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the fire.
Hi, and welcome to Brain Healthy. I am your host, Jessica Aaronworth, and I'm so happy Carly Cooper is joining me in the studio today. Carly is a coach who utilizes the law of attraction to help her clients. Not only does she utilize the law of attraction, but she also uses essential oils to help her clients through emotional difficulties and to get them back on track. As you know, I am a huge fan of both Law and Attraction and essential oils. So, Carly, I am so excited to welcome you to the show today.
Thank you so much. It's like my favorite two topics to talk about, so this works out well.
So tell us a bit about how, first of all, you became a coach and started using the Law of Attraction. And then, it'll be a two-part question, what started you using the oils? Because I know the oils have kind of that have become a huge, huge passion for you.
Yes. Yes. So I know we only have an hour, so I'll give you the short version of my stories. But I basically have always been a self-help junkie. Ever since, you know, I can remember, I was reading Brian Tracy and Anthony Robbins and Dale Carnegie, all the big guys in when I was in high school. And I've just always been passionate about mindset and personal growth and development. And so that's always been a passion of mine. And I was always just that person that people would come to for advice, or I would just find myself in line somewhere and leaving knowing a lot more about that person than I ever anticipated someone would tell me. But I never knew that I could make money at that. And, you know, when I went to university, I thought I was going to go into psychology, and until I realized that I needed a lot of math and science for that. So that didn't happen. And I basically, you know, went into the corporate world and did my thing and realized very quickly that that wasn't the world for me. And because of that, I'm going to sort of weave in both of my stories on how I got into essential oils and how I became a coach, because they sort of tie in together. So when I was in the corporate world, I developed a lot of anxiety and panic attacks and digestive disorders because of that anxiety. And I wasn't a good sleeper because I just always had stuff on my brain. And so because of that, I was in a real rut. You know, I call it my dark place, but it's relative to everybody. So that was sort of my dark decade in my 20s. And when I decided to leave the corporate world, and I tried my hand at a lot of different jobs at that time, all self-employed, but really couldn't find what my passion was. And it was when my husband and I made the decision to start to try for a family, and it didn't happen very quickly at all, that's when I realized, okay, you know, I just wasn't into doing any of the things that I was currently doing. And I had sort of looked up to the universe and was like, can you just, like, throw me a bone here? Like, give me something, some kind of sign to just, like, put me back together. This was around the six-month mark after my son was born. So even though I did struggle to get pregnant, I found out I had endometriosis in that process, had a surgery, got pregnant. And so it was when he was around 6 months old that I was sort of at that lost, like many new moms are. That's when I sort of looked up to the universe and was like, what should I do? And this was in 2006 when The Secret came out. And even though Law of Attraction has been around since the beginning of time, it's a universal law, The Secret really put it on the map. It made it a mainstream conversation, whereas in the past, even though, you know, Think and Grow Rich and a lot of those other books are all based on, you know, the universal laws and law of attraction, it made it a safe conversation for the everyday person to talk about without, you know, people like me who often felt like someone was going to cart me off in a straitjacket if I mentioned it prior to 2006. So that's when The Secret came out, and that day that I had sort of had my mini, you know, meltdown, I looked up and on the TV was a man by the name of Bob Proctor. And he's also, you know, for people who know a lot about personal growth and development, they've heard his name. He's a great motivational speaker and life coach. And he was talking about The Secret and law of attraction and mindset and, you know, your thoughts become things and all that kind of stuff. And it really spoke to me and it really resonated with me. And that same afternoon, I was watching Oprah, and she had a lot of spiritual teachers and life coaches and motivational speakers and all of that, again, all talking about the same thing. And I felt like I had arrived home. And I didn't realize at the time, because again, this was 2006, which isn't so long ago, but you know, we've come a long way in 10 years, that I could do this as a career, that I didn't just have to give free advice anymore, that I'd been doing for most of my life. And so I started to take a certification to become a life coach. And in the beginning, I started working with moms and new moms, and I wrote a book, and that was the journey that I was on and who I was at the time. And then I realized probably 3 or 4 years into it that I was really more interested in the mindset and law of attraction and how we have a hand in creating the world we want to live in, our lives, to creating, you know, of course there's things in our life we can't control, but there are certain things that we can control, and that is our thoughts and our moods and our feelings and what we manifest as a result of that. So I did a certification to become a law of attraction coach, and that's really where my business has remained there. Now, just to jump back a little bit and integrate the essential oils. So when I was having all of those physical symptoms, the digestion, the anxiety, the emotional as well, the anxiety, the stress, the lack of sleep, the stomach aches, the headaches, you name it, I was taking synthetic pills for that, you know, just over-the-counter stuff that you get at your pharmacy, not thinking about the long-term damage I was doing, because short-term, it was great. It was helping me. But I had a defining moment when I went to my doctor, and she prescribed me a very strong pill called clonazepam, and I had no idea what it was for and what it was, but I was very willing to take it. And I went to the pharmacist, and thank God for this pharmacist, because she set me on this path. She questioned it, and she said, "Do you know what you're taking?" And I said, "No." And she said, "It's highly addictive. It's very strong. Take half." And it was a tiny pill. I didn't even know how I was going to cut it in half, but that really just planted that red flag in me enough to do some research. And I did. And this was a pill for severe panic disorder and for severe sleep disorder, and the side effects were suicidal thoughts. And, you know, I want to say that I do believe in doctors and medicine and hospitals and all of that. I think, thank God for it, really. But there's also another side to it where many people are being prescribed things that they're not doing research on and they're not questioning. And it can often cause a lot more damage than it does good. And we're very quick, as I was, to just take it without question. And so needless to say, once I learned that, I didn't take the medication. I dumped it in the toilet, and along with the money I had just spent on it. And I started to do some research on natural solutions. And that led me to essential oils and the journey to research essential oils, because they're not all created equal. And what I've learned is that there's no regulation on anything natural. And so you can walk into a health food store and it can say it's 100% pure and organic, and it's not. And so you really have to do your due diligence and your research, because even though something is natural, it's not always safe. And so it led me to do some research on essential oils, on a particular company that I use and stand by. And those are the essential oils I use. And they have literally changed my life. They have changed my life in a physical, from a physical perspective and an emotional perspective. And it's been such a game changer for me that I've naturally wanted to share this with others and to show them and really educate them and empower them to take control of not only their mindset from, you know, the law of attraction coaching perspective and to create this life by design, but also take control of their health and their emotional, mental health, physical health, spiritual health, all of that in a safe and natural way. So it's really the way that I've combined it is it's really empowering people to just do their best to create the results that they want in their life and to not live by default. So that's sort of my long, short answer.
And, you know, you bring up so many great points in that, because I agree with you. I think there has to be a blend between allopathic medicine and mm-hmm. natural medicine. And I think the more people educate themselves on both, the better off we will be, because allopathic medicine has some amazing benefits and some amazing things going on. And it can be an amazing system of medicine. But I think we also have to blend it and become aware of the benefits and the disadvantages of natural medicines and natural healing methods as well, because for both there can be advantages and disadvantages, and I really think that's an important point, and it's up to each person to educate themselves on mm-hmm. whatever they are doing for their health. I am a very big proponent of being your own health ambassador, mm-hmm. because no one cares about you the way you care about you. No one will do what's right for you or even knows what's right for you other than you. And it has to feel good for each person. And we're all different. So there are no, you know, one-fits-all programming. It really comes down to what feels good for the individual. So
exactly.
Love that point.
Yeah, and I think also if we can come to a place also of no judgment too, right, where, you know, I am not in the business to try and convert or convince people of anything. All I ask is that someone come with an open mind so then they can make an informed decision that works for them. And if you're into what I'm talking about, great. And if you're not and it's not your thing, I bless you on your way, and that's great too, right? But just to have, if we can all just have the openness to have the conversation and learn a little bit more, then, you know, even if it's not for you, you might know somebody who it might be right for who wasn't exposed to this idea, right? So even you can just help people indirectly by having an open mind to different options. And I think it is all about having different options and to try different things. And for me and my family now, we'll use essential oils as our first line of defense, you know, when it comes to common ailments and, you know, everyday things that pop up. We will go to an essential oil first. And most times that does the trick for us. Does that mean that I'll never take, you know, I don't know if I can say brand names, but, you know, does that mean I'll never take a synthetic something, you know, to relieve a headache every now and then? No, if I'm suffering, I'm not going to be a martyr. And if something isn't helping me, then I'll try something else. But, you know, my choice for my family and I is to try something natural first, Whereas in the past, I was reaching for something synthetic more just because I didn't know any better. And so my mission is to teach people to know better, and then they can make an informed decision.
Yeah. And I'm on your side, Carly. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, sometimes we have prejudgments about people and we think, oh my God, they would be totally into this. And they're not. And then there's other people who you think would be so close-minded and they're like all in. So, you know, it really just depends. And I think it's a timing thing too. You know, I think that it's a timing thing with where you're at in your life. And sometimes, you know, people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and what they've been doing for the past 3 or 4 decades isn't working for them anymore. So they're just open to trying something else. And, you know, we know that essential oils are plants. They're nature's medicine. They've been around since the beginning of time, and they were here first. So, you know, it's not like it's anything new, but much like, you know, that open conversation that The Secret gave to Law of Attraction, I think essential oils are making a comeback, and there's a buzz around them now. And, you know, you see a lot of stores opening up in the mall, and you see them being sold at big box stores and dollar stores, and which I don't even get me started on that. But my big warning to you is just, you know, never buy something natural based on the price, you know, because it's cheaper. That's not a reason to buy something, especially when it's natural, because it's a synthetic version. So, you know, just be cautious with that. But, you know, I think it's just, it's people are catching on now. There's a buzz around it. So I think it's a really good and relevant time to have this conversation as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think people are taking more control of their own healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Asking more questions, looking for different answers, and learning that they need to ask questions and they need to search for other answers sometimes when things aren't feeling quite right. When you know, you're at your doctor's office and some people don't want to be on synthetic medication, especially their whole entire life. So at that point, mm-hmm. that's the point where I know for a lot of my clients, they'll come looking for different answers. Mm-hmm. Seeing what their options are. And
yes.
I think it's everyone's right to know all of their options. And sometimes I'm straight on with my clients, and sometimes I will look at them and go, no, you need to be on the medication your doctor is giving you. And sometimes I'll look at them and say, well, maybe there's some leeway and maybe you can try other choices and then see, and then with some others, you know, the other choices work really well. So, mm-hmm. again, with everyone, it's such an individualized process.
Yeah.
Now, if you have any questions for either myself or Carly, please feel free to give us a call at 646-716-7979.
Yeah, and I think it's also great as parents to feel empowered to be able to help your kids in a way and really teach them at an early age to be advocates of their own health and to take control of their own health too in a safe way. I mean, again, my son is almost 10, but he knows about essential oils and he knows which oils to use for what. And while I'm still around to make sure that he's putting them on safely, because again, even though they're safe, they're very concentrated and very potent. So a little goes a long way. And so, you know, I've taught him that and I've showed him, but, you know, to see him in my bathroom using a specific oil to help his stomach ache when he didn't have to come to me is amazing to see that he feels in control and empowered to help himself in that way as well. And so I think it's also just a bigger lesson that when we take care of ourselves, our kids are watching. And, you know, either way they're watching. So, you know, it's such a great message to show them that they're also in control and they should be their own advocates with how they feel. And so it's also just a really empowering thing. And I've helped a lot of kids who have anxiety or, you know, are nervous. And I just did an oil education class for somebody last week, and her daughter is anxious, and she's, you know, feels very anxious at school and all those things. And when I showed her the oils and told her that she could make her own blend and bring it to school, and every time she feels that the anxiety is coming on, she could smell it or roll it on her pulse points or on her feet, immediately you could see like her shoulders go down and just like her breath just like exhale. And just knowing that she was in control takes away so much of that anxiety, because anxiety is so much about a lack of control, right? And already it was like her whole demeanor had shifted before she even put the oil on, right? So just to be able to give these kids and adults, but especially these kids, that hope and that control of their own emotions and their own, you know, their own health and well-being is, I think, such a huge and bigger lesson as well.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So for someone who really doesn't know much about essential oils, where do you start?
Well, I would always start with trying to hook up with somebody who does, and that's why, you know, what I'm doing now is very different than what you'll find in a health food store, right? Because you go into a health food store or a store that sells essential oils, and there's not a lot of education there. They might tell you, okay, this is what peppermint does, but there it's based on what you're looking for. And if you don't know what you're looking for, it kind of gets cut off then, right? So I'm really all about the education first. And what I do in my classes, and I meet people either in their homes or they could come to my home or, you know, we find a neutral place, whatever. I either meet people within groups or one-on-one. And we really go through what an essential oil is, how to use them safely and effectively, the three different ways to use essential oils. I go through the top 10 most popular oils that really cover the everyday things that will come up, right? Basically what you're running to a pharmacy for, you know, colds, headaches, stomach aches, aches and pains, that kind of stuff. Go through the top 10. I also mention ones for mood management, because every time I ask somebody who I meet, you know, what are your top three health concerns or goals? More often than not, they will talk about lack of sleep, or they'll talk about, you know, anxiety or stress, or, you know, so there's a huge emotional component that comes with it as well, in addition to physical. And, you know, I will go over those the most popular and most used oils. And then, you know, they ask questions. We cover a lot of what their own specific needs are. So I will point them in a direction of which oils would suit them and their family best. And that's basically it. So I would recommend, I mean, there's great resource books out there as well that you can get your hands on. And I always recommend as well, if this is something that you're going to get into, to get your hands on one of those resource books, because it's like a Bible for essential oils. You should never have a question anymore, because these books cover all the oils. It breaks it down into all the single oils, all the blends, any condition from like super serious to like, you know, a superficial whatever, and everything in between. And it will point you in the direction of what oils to use for what, how to use them. Do you put it on topically? Do you diffuse it? Do you take them internally? And so that's also a great place to start. If you have oils or if you're thinking of getting started, you know, I don't have all the answers to what all the essential oils do, because so many of them do so many different things. And it would be really hard to know. And I don't claim to be the guru. You know, I'm an everyday person who educated herself, and I know what I know about what I know. But I still go to those reference books all the time And, you know, because it's just a lot of information that I don't feel like I need to store in my brain if it's in a book. So, you know, there's a lot of resources out there, but it really comes down to connecting with either a resource book or a person who is making it their business to know this stuff. And to, just to point you in a direction of the safest oils, the best quality out there, and how to safely use them.
And, you know, I like the fact that you say, I don't know everything. Because one thing that I always say is that when people think they know everything, that's when you're in a lot of trouble. And there's no way in the world to know everything. So it's nice that, you know, you always have to know where to find the answers to questions.
Well, and that's it,
and that
right?
Becomes that becomes such an important factor in our healthcare.
Right, and to be your own advocate, and if you don't know, to ask and keep digging until you find the answers that satisfy you, that work for you. And if something doesn't work for you, to keep going until you find what does. And that's why, you know, we're all different and our body chemistry is different from each other. So one essential oil might work brilliantly on me and it might not give you your desired result. And so doesn't mean anything's wrong with you or anything's wrong with essential oils. It just means that your body is looking for a different combination or a different smell or a different result. And so the nice thing about essential oils is that so many of them do a lot of the same things. It's just a matter of finding which one resonates with you. And some smells will, you know, completely attract you and some might repel you, and some you don't even care about the smell because the result is so great. It's not about the smell, right? And that's the difference too, is that a lot of essential oils being sold out there are fragrant. That's it. There's no therapeutic benefit. And those are the ones you want to be wary of because that's a synthetic version of something natural. So to give you an example, I heard that in the past that lavender was very good for calming and very good for sleep. And so I went into a health food store a couple years ago and I bought a lavender. No education, nobody, you know, told me anything about it. I just picked it off a shelf and paid for it. And I brought it home, and the smell of it actually gave me a headache. I did not like the smell of it at all. I found it strong, and I'm sensitive to smells, too. I can't walk past certain stores in the mall without, you know, really being affected by it. And so I didn't like it. I threw it away, and then when I smelled a real lavender, like I'm talking like from the fields in France, lavender, not from the side of a highway lavender, right? And the difference is night and day. The lavender that I use and have now calms me. It puts me to sleep. It is amazing for my skin when I have skin irritations or burns or cuts. It's therapeutic and it smells amazing. So I went from a lavender that made me sick to a lavender that heals me. And that's the difference in quality. That's the difference in where an oil is sourced, how it is farmed, the process, the testing it goes through. You've got to really know what you're putting on your skin, what you're smelling. And I wouldn't ingest an essential oil unless I knew that it was 100% pure. And so the brand that I use, I know that they go through all the rigorous testings and but I would never do it for a store brand, especially like a dollar store or a, you know, big box store or even a health food store. I wouldn't do it. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, you definitely do. And I think, as you said earlier, there is that myth that if something is natural, it's safe for you. Or if it's organic, it's safe for you. And there are instances where organic and natural is not always safe for you, especially when there's allergies or, you know, things like that. You really have to know yourself. And as you say, know the quality of what you're using Not all brands are the same.
No, not all brands are the same. And there's no regulation on all natural things. So there's no one saying you can't say that or you can say that. Anyone can slap a label on and say it's 100% organic. But that means that there could still be pesticides and synthetics and fragrance and all of that stuff in it. It could be maybe 20% lavender and the rest filler. So, you know, it's like when we, you know, back in the day when we saw things that, you know, there was no sugar and it was fat-free. And so we were like, oh, great, it's fat-free. But, like, you know, that just brought a whole other set of health concerns. Just because it was fat-free didn't mean it was good for you by any means. So we have to be very cautious of these marketing tactics, and that's often what they are, to lure us to get to buy into things, right? We have to be careful of it.
I also like the point you bring up, because I think this is where things like aromatherapy, or I know even homeopathy or Bach flower remedies kind of get a bad name. Because when you don't know how to use them properly and you don't know everything that they do and you don't understand that all these remedies or, I guess natural remedies are energetic remedies as well. So because they work not only on the physical plane, but also on an energy plane, just because something says it gets rid of a headache doesn't mean it gets rid of your headache. There are so many different types of headaches that this might work for someone else's headache, but this one might be the one that works for your headache because no two people are the same. And I believe aromatherapy works the same way. I know homeopathics work that way, which is why you have to find out what works specifically for you. And I think that gives these remedies a bad rap too, because people expect it to do something. And while it might, that might be true for one person, it might be a slight difference for another person.
Well, and that's where,
do you agree
you
with
know,
that or no?
I do agree with that. And I think that that's where we have to, you know, then it's like, that's sort of where our law of attraction comes in, is where, you know, I think that we just need to be in tune with our bodies and go with what feels good, right, for us specifically. And that's so much of like a basic law of attraction 101 is do what feels good and don't do what doesn't feel good, basically, right? And so we all have this inner guidance and this inner knowing and this intuition or this gut feeling or whatever you want to call it. And so we need to follow that and listen to that. And often, and I believe that essential oils or any other kind of natural medicine or whatever is also on an intuitive energy, because certain times of the month or certain moments in my day or whatever, I am drawn to different oils, right? So again, for certain times of the month, I will like be a moth to a flame on certain oils, and I won't look at them for the other, you know, couple of weeks. But for that time, that is what my body is craving. Or, you know, if a big question when I diffuse oils, meaning I put some in water in a diffuser and, you know, from an emotional, an aromatherapy perspective. And I ask myself every morning, what am I feeling right now? And what do I want to feel? So if I, you know, say, what am I feeling right now? And it could be anxious, it could be tired, it could be scatterbrained, and I want to feel more focused. Then based on what my answer is, I will then find the appropriate oils that are going to give me that my desired result. And it changes daily, right? It changes daily. But that's what I'm saying. It's almost like you have to be in tune with yourself. And don't we all need to be a little bit more present and in tune with ourselves, right? And that's also why I love the essential oils and how it ties into the law of attraction, because it's asking us to be mindful and present, even just for a moment. You know, it's like I self-admittedly have a hard time meditating. I've tried. I sometimes feel bad about the fact that I don't do it because I know how beneficial it can be. But instead of that guilt of like not being able to meditate or being like a terrible meditator and I'm on this like personal growth journey and I feel like I should, instead I'm like, well, in that moment of me asking those questions and either applying the oils or making my concoction in my diffuser and taking that pause for however long or short it is, that is my meditation, right? That is my time to just be and to really smell the oils and be present in them. And for me, that's great. Like, I'm taking that time and that works for me. But I think it's really about being in tune and in touch with yourself and knowing what you need. What is your body asking of you? What is your mind asking of you? And then being able to give yourself the tools to feed that.
Right. I love how you're talking about meditation, because we put these labels. You should do it this way and you shouldn't do it that way and this is what it means. And in the big picture, there's no should. There's no mm-hmm. way to do it or not to do it. It's figuring it out. Figuring
yeah.
out, I can't talk today, what works for you.
Right.
And if in that moment of calmness with the oils, that brings you your peace and meditative state, then that's it. That's all that
exactly.
matters.
Exactly. And I've let go of that, again, that shoulding on myself or that, you know, like, oh, I'm the worst or I'm a failure if or whatever. And instead, I'm just like, you know what? You got to move to what feels good and right to you. You got to move towards your joy. And if your joy is sitting and meditating for 20 minutes a day, then God bless you. But if it's not, and it's dancing in your kitchen, or it's going, taking your dog for a walk, or it's, you know, sitting outside in nature, or it's diffusing oils or whatever it is, then just do more of that. Because at the end of the day, it's got to be, in order for anybody to activate the law of attraction or the manifestation process, they've got to be in a feel-good state, right? And not a false
yeah.
feel-good state, not a like I'm trying to convince myself that I'm all happy when my life is terrible, but like an authentic like feel-good. And I know that that's not always sustainable all the time. And again, that's why I love the oils, because the work that I do as a coach is long-term life work, right? I don't believe that we ever reach a personal growth and development nirvana where we can put our feet up and be like, okay, I'm done. Like, I got this. I've mastered this thing called life. Because every time we get to that place, something else is going to come up and test you and, you know, trigger you and make you just take three steps back. And that's okay. The journey is being more resilient and bouncing back faster when that, you know, that's the stuff. But it's not giving you a pass and saying, okay, you're good. You'll never have to deal with anything again. So what I love about the...
It
would be lovely. And if I could master that, I'll let you know and I'll be retired somewhere in Tahiti. But until that
awesome.
Happens, yeah, until that happens, what I love about the oils are that they can get you into that feel good place faster. So, you know, I from a coaching perspective, I tell people I am not a quick fix, right? It's not like we can talk for 30 minutes and you're going to be set for life. Right? Depends what, you know, and people come to me at all different levels. Some people just need maintenance. Some people need something a little bit more and everything in between. But it's still work, right? It still takes time.
Yes.
We are reprogramming many, many years of habits, and that takes time. And so sometimes it's hard to get into that feel-good space to do the work. And so the essential oils act almost as that quick fix, right? Where you can smell a citrus oil, for example, a lemon, a grapefruit, a lime, a wild orange, whatever it is, and it will instantly give you a boost of happiness or instantly give you something that's uplifting, a feeling of uplifting. And, you know, I always challenge people when I do these classes and I bring my oils and they're smelling like a lemon or a wild orange. I'm like, I challenge you to have a negative thought right now while you're smelling that. And they can't because it just smells so good. So even just by smelling something good or something that smells good for you, peppermint is also another one that people tend to be really drawn to, or lavender or whatever. Just by smelling that, it gets them into that feel-good place, even just for a few moments, to then be able to show up differently to do the work, the hard work. So that's also why I love to combine the two of them together. And that's also how they've helped me tremendously in my own life and in just dealing with my own stuff, is that, you know, life is can be difficult and challenging, especially if you're living amongst people who aren't doing the work. That's a whole other conversation. But it's just like your way to just deal in a very safe and controlled, legal way.
If you have any questions for either myself or Carly, please give us a call at 646-716-7979. Yeah, I agree with all that. And I'm a very big proponent of having a full toolbox. Mm-hmm. And bringing in different tools for different clients as needed, as necessary, as it comes. Because as much as we want to say, this is better than that, or this is the pinnacle of the pinnacle, or this success rate is this, you know, if everything worked for everyone, healthcare would be a totally different practice. But because there's so many different levels to people's health, there's the emotional, there's the physical, there's the spiritual, it all blends together. And you need all three in order to have that full pinnacle of health. And you need to keep on working at it because life changes. Time keeps on passing. Nothing stays the same. And if it did stay the same, we'd probably be in trouble anyways.
Right. And but it's also somebody's willingness to do what it takes, too. Right? Like, I always find this fascinating, and I don't come from a place of judgment with it because I was like this, too. So it's more of a fascination thing. But where so many people will be so quick and without question will drink a brown drink or a neon colored drink, or they will take, you know, whatever, and without question. And then if I say to somebody, you know, why don't you try a little peppermint on your forehead? And they're like, what? That's crazy. I don't know. I need to do more research. And it's like, really? Like, so it's interesting where people are at, because something isn't necessarily, like, you're not going to see a commercial for an essential oil, right? They're not going to be heavily marketed, or I don't believe they should be, but, like, you know, we're not seeing that.
Yeah.
But we see commercials or advertisements for specific drugs or, you know, prescription drugs or certain foods or whatever. And because there's, like, millions of marketing dollars behind it, we're like, all right, great, I'll do that. But the second something, you know, from a plant pops up, they're like, oh, I don't know, I got to do some research on that. That just sounds dangerous, right? So it's just, it's someone's willingness also to, you know, or you know, I'll ask somebody if they're using supplements. And again, they're so quick to, like, take a prescription pill that they don't know anything about. But when it comes to, you know, and I still believe you have to take, you know, do some research on supplements and all that stuff too. But, you know, when it's something that's going to help you or fill in those gaps of what we're not getting because of our food supply and the way that that's compromised, or, you know, just filling in the gaps with omegas or whatever, they're just like, oh, I don't know, I couldn't take 3 pills a day. It's like, really? You're doing that anyway? And if it's going
right.
to, like, make you feel better, like, it's just interesting where people are willing to put their efforts and where they're not willing to put their efforts. And that's, again, part of the conditioning that we've grown up with. And that's, again, a lot of the work that we need to work on, right? So
yeah, it definitely becomes the norm. You see those neon drinks everywhere, and
mm-hmm.
they become fun. And
yeah.
people start associating them with fun, you know? You grab one and go to your soccer game or go to your baseball game. So the association is there as well, whereas
right.
when we're talking about things like essential oils, a lot of people have nothing to associate it with. So it
mm-hmm.
becomes this big black hole.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
that's
know
weird
what that is. That's just weird.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yep.
And it's amazing how quickly we do judge things as weird or strange or out of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things, which are really, when you think about it, weird and out of the norm, get heralded. And, you know, it's like, yay. But
mm-hmm.
again, when it comes to our healthcare, we have had a lot of training as to what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And I would love to see a world where all of our systems work together. Because
yeah.
that's my big dream. I don't know if I don't think we'll ever get there.
Well, what I've seen already is some medical doctors in their practices are making essential oils an option as well. So they are offering both, and they are offering choice. And
yeah.
I'm seeing it a lot more in the States right now, but you know. There's still hope, but, you know, whereas I was at a convention and I heard a doctor speak. He's, I forget what state he was in, maybe Utah, but, and he said that he had a lot of patients who came to him with severe migraines, and, you know, he was very used to giving them a shot for that, you know, like a needle, a specific needle for it. And he said, you know, I will still give you this needle if you feel you need it. But are you open to trying this particular essential oil? Let me put it on your temples. Let me leave the room for a few minutes. If you're still not feeling any kind of relief, I will happily give you this shot. And he said that like 8 out of 10 times people chose the oil because it worked. So the fact that he is now in a practice, right? And where he offers both, and he's happy to do both. But he's giving them the
right.
choice, right? He's not saying one or the other. But he's opening their minds to something else. And
yeah.
I loved that. I just admired that so much that he, and that's what's going to change the world. I mean, yes, for someone like me who is not a doctor at all, you know, I only have so much credibility behind me because really who am I other than just, I'm just like you. I just might know a little bit more about essential oils right now. Right. But I don't have degrees and all these initials beside my name, but coming from a medical doctor, which again, sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's bad that we put a lot of trust in. That's what's going to really also put this stuff on the map. And make those necessary changes more normal.
Yeah. Now, Carly, there's a few different ways people can reach you. Do you want to let people know where they can find you, how they can reach you?
Sure. So if you want to talk to me about essential oils, then I have I'll give you my email, which is good for both. Okay? Basically, you can reach me about coaching or essential oils using this email. It's Carly, Carly, at CarlyCooperCoaching.com. Cooper is COOPER. Coaching is coaching, COACHING.com. CarlyCooperCoaching.com. And just write in the subject line, you know, what you're interested in. I'm always happy to give a complimentary, I call it my get shift done strategy session. So if you were interested in learning more about law of attraction and coaching and how it can specifically work for you and your situation, then I always do a 30-minute complimentary get shift done strategy session. And if you're interested in learning about essential oils, you know, I'm always happy to give somebody a free sample to try first as well. I would just like to have a conversation and see what specifically you're looking for so I can match up an essential oil that would benefit you. So either way, if you're at all curious about either, then definitely reach out to me, and either way, you'll get something for free. And then if you want to move forward, you know, you can always go to my website, CarlyCooperCoaching.com. I have tons and tons of free videos, just again, all about attracting more of what you want, law of attraction, mindset stuff, life coach stuff. It's all there on that site. Specifically, if you wanted essential oil stuff, you could go to mydoterra.com/CarlyCooper. I think this is all going to be on the, right? There'll be links on the page.
Yeah.
Do they have
there
access
are,
to that?
There
yeah.
Are links on the page.
Yeah, so I'm not going to bother spelling that. But they could go to mydoterra.com/CarlyCooper, learn more about essential oils. But again, I still, even though technically you could place your own order from that website, I would still encourage you, unless you already know a lot about essential oils and you're pretty comfortable, I would still love to have a conversation first. And just so I can point you in a direction, or we can maybe coordinate a time to get together and I can, you know, show you the oils and talk to you more about them. Yeah. And so that would be the best way, either email or through my website. You can contact me through that as well, the website.
Perfect. So if you were to leave our audience with three tips, what would they be? What, or let me rephrase that. In terms of the law of attraction, what has helped you the most to get your life where you want it to be?
Well, let me first mention that I'm in the process of getting my life where I want it to be, because again, I have come so far. And I am loving where my life is now, but I still continue to have goals and dreams and all of that. And so I find that I'm always in the process. I think we're always, all of us are in the process. So that was just my own little thing. But, you know,
totally
really
agree.
the thing that has helped me, I just don't want people to think that, like, I'm this person levitating on a mountaintop who's got all of her stuff together all the time, because I don't. So,
no, that's,
you know,
that's
like,
next week,
I always
right?
love hearing from people that, like, I listen to that, like, they're kind of just like me, right, in a lot of ways. So I just find that that helps me relate to people more. So I just want your listeners to know that, you know, I know a lot of stuff, but there's still a lot of stuff that, you know, I need to learn and that I continue to learn. So, so what has really helped me, and this has sort of become my mantra for my life, is to really just follow what feels good for you. And, you know, and that's going to be different for everybody. It's going to be relative. It's also oftentimes going to be something that people will look at you and think you're crazy. Or they'll look at you and think, how could you possibly want to give that safe thing up and do that, whatever is making your heart sing? So, but I want you to just stick with what feels good for you, despite what other people are telling you. That's usually what I say. That's usually when you know you're onto something, is when everybody else around you, not everybody, but there might be those naysayers around you who are like, what are you thinking? And that's when you need to keep going, because that's when you've shaken things up enough, and that's your soul speaking to you and your heart speaking to you and saying, yep, you got this idea for a reason. This is making you feel good for a reason. It's not random. Follow it. Feel scared, but do it anyway. because that's the magic is on the other side of that fear. And so really just using your gut or your intuition or whatever you want to call it as the inner guidance, your inner GPS. And if it's making you feel good for whatever reason, just keep doing what you need to do to feed that. And if something doesn't feel good for you anymore, even though it might be scary to let it go, you really have to do the work around that to eventually let it go.
Perfect. I love that tip. I think that's a really good one. And I think there's a lot of training in our world not to listen to ourselves, not to trust our intuition. And it's time mm-hmm. that we start retraining to trust our intuition and listen to ourselves and know what you need for yourself. And when you do, things do often become happier and much easier because you start going with the current instead of against mm-hmm. it.
Exactly. And it's just, it's really that fear of the unknown and how it's going to turn out and all of that, that hold us back. And I get how scary that is. I mean, I'm there almost on a daily basis for, you know, but that's really, that's where the faith and the trust and the belief and all that stuff that you can't see, that's when that comes into play. But, you know, I really believe another thing that has really carried me is with the trust part is believing that whatever is happening to you right now, whether it's good or bad or ugly, just keep reminding yourself that this is here for my highest good. And even though it may not feel like it at the time, and you may not realize the lesson in it for another 5 years from now, if you can keep reminding yourself that whatever is happening to me, good or bad, is here for my highest good, it takes, for me anyway, it has taken some of that pain away and has put me more in a place of trust and that things are shifting for a reason. And that reason is for my highest good, whether I know it or not right now.
Yeah. And eventually it'll show itself in a different way.
Exactly.
If
you're open to seeing it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I often liken that to a TV screen. You know, we see our life, we only see what's on the TV screen. You don't see what's happening off screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only see so much at one particular time. You cannot see everything else that surrounds it.
Right.
And you have to trust that everything that surrounds it will come into place and come into play in such an amazing and exciting way.
And in the right and perfect
time. Thank you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Carly, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. So for those of you who want to contact Carly, you can reach her at carlycoopercoaching.com or mydoterra.com/Carly Cooper. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at brainhealthyclinic.com or on Facebook at brainhealthy or in the group Private Practice Mastermind. Thanks so much, Carly, for joining us today.
Thank you for having
me.
It was so much fun.
Thanks, and we will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.